You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome on in. I appreciate y'all tuning in to Off the Edge with Cam Jordan. I'm super excited to sit here with the Pro Bowler, with the man who's made a name for himself, already has a phenomenal name. I'm Amara St. Brown.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
Hey, man, from a fourth round pick to big payday today. It's all last because there ain't no more funny money. That fourth round is a hee-hee. Yeah. That big bag just came through because we're not going to drop the numbers because we all seen it. Okay. But I love it for you, bro. First of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
On all appreciate your success. It.
Thank you.
You know, you first got drafted to Detroit when Detroit was struggling. And now y'all just hit a whole NFC championship game.
Yeah.
I need to know what that new money feel like. It ain't even hit the count yet, felt it yet.
I haven't felt nothing yet. It's just still in the air. I mean, I don't have nothing. But now I'm super thankful. Yeah. Grateful for everyone, you know, the whole Lions organization, Sheila Ford, I mean, Brad Holmes, Mike Disner, Sosna, everyone involved, my agent, my family, my coaches, my teammates, everyone. I wouldn't be here without them today. So I'm just super thankful. You know, this time 3 years ago, I got drafted around this time. And to be here now, drafted in Detroit, kind of like a full circle moment for me.
Absolutely. You had some dogs, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. At the time, Galladay was going crazy.
Right.
Marv Jones before he returned, was going crazy. Man, you came in a young buck, and you know my boy. I'm great friends with my guy Marv Jones.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
You know, great dude. You know, he went to my college. We've known him since he was a jitterbug.
Yeah.
And so he was like, bro, he's really gonna be the next one to see you blossom, bro. It's been amazing.
It. Thank
been
you.
Amazing. You talk about just you know being the Pro Bowls together. Yep. Had a chance. I told you earlier, had a chance to sit down with your pops, and he was telling me how you know lived in you used to go off and live in Germany.
Yeah.
Does that feel like you knowing that the world is so broad? Does that help you really hone in? Like you can travel whenever, but did it help you hone in on football, or did that get you away from football? What does traveling abroad do for you?
That's something that I was used to growing up. Like a lot of kids, I feel like growing up, they did vacations, but they would go to like Colorado. They'd go to Lake Havasu. I've never been there in my life. Go to like these lakes, whatever. Me and my family, they would go, we're going out the country. We would take cruises all the time, like almost every year. Go to Germany, go to Europe. My mom's from Germany, so we'd be there every summer as kids. So for me, or for our family, in Leverkusen,
okay,
next to Cologne, for our family, like traveling was getting out the country, far away. And for a lot of kids that I grew up with, it was just like, they're going, like I said, to the lakes, whatever. So it was normal for me. Like every summer I was in Germany, we'd take cruises to St. Thomas, to Mexico, Hawaii, whatever it was. So that was part of, you know, my dad and my mom, that was part of their thing. They wanted us to travel and see the world. And as a kid, that's all I really knew. And I was used to it. So when I was traveling, you know, when I was in Germany in the summer, it was just like another home for me, like a second home.
Yeah.
My grandparents were living there. So we stayed at their place, played soccer there, different sports, whatever it was, even worked out there. My dad was still back home in California doing his thing, working, whatever he'd come visit to. but it'd mostly be just me and my two brothers and my mom and then my grandparents. But it was awesome. I mean, we went to school in Paris for when I was in third grade for a semester. That was great. Got to experience that whole thing. Their culture is a lot different.
Still play soccer?
Yeah, okay. Everything.
Basketball?
Played basketball growing up also. Not in France, not in Germany. Obviously, it's not as big there, but when I was back home
Germany
playing all those sports.
Germany ball was pretty big though.
Yeah, it's getting bigger, yeah. A little bigger. but doing all that stuff was, I mean, I feel like looking back on it, like I was really, I'm grateful that they did that for me because it's tough to do, man. It costs a lot of money. You know, my parents didn't have the most money in the world. They were still, you know, working and whatnot. So
they made
I'm
an
grateful
emphasis
for them.
On showing y'all the world.
Yeah,
for real.
Definitely. Learning different languages. I think that also opens your brain up a different way of thinking. So, man, I'm blessed to have them, you know, do that for me when I was growing
Absolutely.
Up as a kid.
Yeah, man. Look, I've got a sister that lives in Hamburg, Germany yeah. now. Her husband was a German football player,
right, yeah.
NFL player.
I know he is.
Yeah. So, you know, they've got a couple kids out that way, and it's like, like they're getting a completely different experience.
Right.
I mean, whether they're playing soccer or dancing or whatever, it's not what we're used to.
Yeah.
So last year I took the kids. I was like, first of all, Cleveland game was too damn cold. I don't know how you play in Detroit. Y'all have an indoor?
Indoors.
But y'all don't
perfect.
Y'all practice where?
Indoors too for the month. If you have a home game, we're indoors.
Yeah. But during training camp, outdoor. It's outdoors. April, fam, and we're in sweatsuits right now. It's still cold. Anyways, I got gripes.
I give it to you. I give that one to you.
I got gripes. I got off the plane in shorts and a t-shirt. So
right.
I said, yo, I think I picked a sweater. Well, it's 85 in New Orleans.
Right.
It's 90-some degrees in Arizona. Yeah. My gripe. But anyway, so like, you know, just this traveling bit. We played Cleveland last year and I got so cold. I said, yo, babe, pack the bags. She's like, what? I was like, soon as season's over, we're gone.
Gone.
Moved to Spain, spent a month out in Madrid, a month in Barcelona, homeschooling the kids. And I'm like, we should have put them in school there.
Right.
Because then they really would have been forced to learn. Uh-huh. That little cerebral cortex would have had to open up.
Heck yeah.
So, I mean, it's great to just see how, you know, that can happen. Because, again, you got an older brother. I met your older brother some years prior.
Yeah.
You got a younger brother that's going to be upcoming uh-huh. soon. Like, that legacy push for you is clearly deep in the fam.
Yeah, it is, definitely. Just growing up, you know, with the type of parents that we had, my dad was super into the sports, you know. Pushing us.
Also, shout out to the middle children, by the way.
There you go.
Yeah,
I'm
actually
the youngest.
Oh,
I'm the youngest, yeah.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm the youngest.
I take it
middle,
back now.
Middle
because the middle is usually the best child.
Never.
But I guess.
The youngest. Always the youngest.
The youngest is the baby.
The youngest gets to learn from the oldest.
Yeah, but gets babied the entire time. So you never
Not really.
You never really
he
see
has
the world.
Scratch and claw to try to win and everything. That was me.
Okay.
But no, having like the parents that I had, I mean, my dad was at all my, I don't think he missed one game of my life, whether it was football, basketball, soccer, maybe one, because he was working. But he came to every event, was coaching me before the game, after the game, during the game. Coach used to hate him. He was whistling during the game, telling me what to do. Coach used to get mad, but I was used to it, man. I'm going to be listening to my dad. Whatever he tells me, I'm going to do.
You heard him through the coaches.
Through the coaches. Whatever the whistle was, I'm looking over. The coach is over here telling me something. I'm looking at my pops like, I got you.
Yes, sir.
I'm about to do what he does. Sometimes, you know, I'm like, damn. My dad's over here yelling
Killing
at me, like, I'm just trying to play, have fun, whatever. And he's over here coaching me up. But, I mean, looking back on it, like, I see younger kids, I see other dads doing it. I'm like, I already know how he feels. Like, he's probably like, damn, my dad's here again. But, like, that's the type of dad you want. Like, a lot of kids wish they had a father in their life like that. So, I'm glad he was, you know, a part of my whole journey. I mean, he was a bodybuilder himself, so he knew what it looked like.
Former Mr. Olympia.
Exactly.
Talk on it.
Yep. He was, I mean... Bodybuilding is a solo sport. There's no team in it. So he had to do everything on his own, eat, work out, train, sleep. His whole regimen was just himself. He had no help from no coach, nothing else. So he knew what it looked like to put the work in, and he kind of instilled that in us. And then my mom, she was, you know, making sure we're on top of our schoolwork, homework, tests, taking the SATs in different languages, learning different languages, reading books on our way to school, whatever it was, learning vocab words. If we want to go out, we got to learn a certain amount of vocab words. So she was honest about everything. So it was like two heads, boom. I got my dad over here, my mom over here. But for me, like I said, it's all I know. It's what I was used to. It's the life I lived. And now it's just like I get to, you know, be this grown or think I'm grown 24-year-old that I feel like, you know, they shaped me to a good human being.
Okay. Man, I just need to know, like, you know, if your dad was Mr. Olympia, does that even allow you to be a foodie? Like, you've been counting calories since, like, day one.
See, people actually always ask me that, like, what do you eat? my dad actually lets us eat whatever we want. Like growing up, it was like, you can have really whatever you want. We just got to make sure we get enough protein in our system. But other than that, like if we want ice cream, go ahead, have it. Cause our body types are kind of different than most. It's hard for us to gain weight. Like we can eat whatever we want and we won't gain weight. We have to make sure we have the right amount of protein, lifting weights, make sure we're getting at least 4 meals in a day.
So in terms of lifting weights, like you believe in religiously lifting weight. Are you a meathead? Like, are you a gym rat?
I feel like you can call me a gym rat. I don't feel like I'm a gym rat, but my teammates probably would tell me I'm a gym rat. I'm in there lifting weights crazy. But I mean, I feel like that's just the life I live.
You know, I'm on the other side. I don't lift weights.
You hate weights?
I gain weight easy. Like, so Pops played tight end for 13 years for the Vikes.
Right.
He's 6'5". Mom's is like 5'7". So I get the shoulders from her side of the family. Uh-huh. Like, uncle's 6'2", 6'3", but they wide as they are tall when I was younger. Like, in my mind, they were huge.
Right.
Because they were thicker than Pops. So I'm just looking like, all right, I'm just the best of both worlds. I got height and width.
Yeah.
And you sit there like, dang. Everybody talking about whey protein, creatine, whatever you on, I'm not on. I'm on water and running. But that's like, my life is the opposite. I'm like, they're like, Cam, you lift? My teammates will tell you. Like, if I lift sparingly, I'm here to really run.
Right.
Like, if I can't get more cardio in, I'm really not happy.
You have to let me know how my brother's lifting when you see him.
Probably a
monster. Let me know if he's getting it in.
Okay.
You know, he says in Chicago, he was one of the strongest. I'm over here throwing up this way. I'm like, all right.
Oh, he was talking that.
Talking crazy.
Okay.
Now I said, now I got someone in New Orleans I can keep an eye on you. You don't know where it's coming from. I'll just be like, I heard it, so-and-so. Yeah, don't worry about it.
He might be the strongest already. Like, we got Rasheed Shaheed, and then we got Chris Olave. No, fast.
That's what I'm saying.
Track baby. So he might be the strongest off rip.
Yeah, maybe. On his squats, you know, he's 6'5", so he's not trying to go all the way down. I'm like, no, those reps don't count.
Those don't count.
He's going like half reps on a squat. Like, I don't care how tall you are. Get your ass down, like all the way down.
So have you had a pound for pound contest yet?
Bro, I mean, I'm stronger than him on bench press.
So you have.
I squat more than him. He's going to be like, I curl more than you. Who cares about a curl? Like, you can have stronger biceps. Go ahead. I squat more than you. I bench more than you. Those are two. What else? What other main lift? I don't deadlift.
No power cleans?
Not really, no. Okay. No power cleans. And if we did those, I feel like.
So maybe the curls is part of the three-leg competition.
You can do two up. There you go. I'm two up.
Man, so you know, you come in young and you clearly built a core. They're building a core around you. They extend you. They just extended Big Pene.
Yeah.
Like knowing that you have that core intact, knowing that you have Aaron Glenn over there, knowing that you have Dan Campbell over there, solid guys. Like from when you started to now, Dan Campbell, what is Dan Campbell? Third year?
Third year. Came in when we came in together.
Right. Yeah. So like third year, all you know is like how to grind. That'll either shift your mentality or make your mentality. And it seems for you, it made your mentality. What I'm thinking about that is just like, what propelled you guys to go from what you were, not this last season, but two seasons ago to what you are now?
That's a great question. I mean, I think for us, like, we went through so much. I mean, when I first got there, it was, you know, a bunch of new guys, new head coach, Coach Campbell.
And he came on talking about, I'm about to bite kneecaps off.
They all told me when I got drafted, have you seen the interview of your coach? I said, what interview? The body kneecaps. I had no idea what they were talking about. I'm like, I haven't seen it. Like, I just got drafted.
I'm just happy to get drafted.
Right. I'm just happy to be here. Like, I didn't watch any Detroit football growing up. They weren't on my TV. They weren't shown. So I was just like, no, I haven't heard of it. And I finally saw it, whatever. But when we first came in, it was like I said, everyone was new. Jared just got traded. They got rid of a bunch of guys. You know, new coaches come in, they get rid of their old guys, try to get their new guys in, whatever. And I just remember looking at the roster when I got drafted. It was because I wanted to see who was in the room. It was me, Tyrell Williams. I don't know if you remember who he was. He played with the Chargers and the Raiders. Brashad Perriman, Quintez Cephas, Khalif Raymond, who's still with us to this day. He's a beast. So we actually came in together. He's still there. And then who else? Tom Kenny's on our practice squad. Victor Bolden.
How long can a guy be on a practice squad? I've always wondered this.
I don't know.
Guys be on practice squad like for like 8 years now.
Right.
And I'm like, bro, how long can you just be? Anyways.
Sorry. Yeah. So I look at the roster. I'm like, I really don't know any receiver on the team. I mean, I've heard of the guys, but no one that I really know. I probably only knew two players from the roster, Jared Goff and I think DeAndre Swift. The rest, I had no idea. So I come in, I'm like, I'm just trying to, you know, make some plays. I'm trying to get on the field, do whatever I can. And I didn't know anything about the league, so I was a rookie coming in, and a lot of people were telling me, like, this is not what it's supposed to look like. It's supposed to be a little different, like, whether it's practice, whether it's the plays we're calling, whatever it was. And I didn't know much. I just came in and was trying to make plays, get on the field in any way that I can. And so we stuck with it. We ended up winning three games my rookie year. The first game that we actually won, I caught my first touchdown against the Vikings, like a game winner walk off. It was crazy. That was our first win.
Slight flex.
Love yeah, that. Crazy. First win, this, that, and the other. We only win three games, 3-13-1 my rookie year. We ended up drafting, was it Aiden Hutchinson? Mm-hmm. We get Jameson Williams, a bunch of other guys in that class. I'm like, okay, we got some pieces now. Same coaches for the most part. Ben Johnson, offensive coordinator, took over halfway through the season, kind of, and then he was finally promoted to offensive coordinator my second year. Then we go 9-8 that year. We ended up, you know, we started 1-6 and then started winning games.
Going crazy at the end.
Going crazy. Almost made the playoffs. We're like, before we played the Packers the last game of the season, we're like, if the Rams, it was Rams, Seahawks, we needed Rams to win. Seahawks ended up winning.
You guys played, what was that, like the Packers at the end of the
year?
Yeah,
last game
and
of the
like
season.
Ended up losing at
nah,
the end.
We beat,
no,
them.
Beat them.
We beat them. So
Packers, I think we needed the Packers to win, and they tricked it off.
Did you guys make it?
No, we ended up like, y'all beat them and like squashed our hopes.
So Packers didn't make it. We didn't make it. We squashed their hopes, but we ended up 9-8. Pretty good season from when we came 3-13-1.
No doubt.
And then so we can kind of tell as a team like we're getting better every year. Pieces are coming together. Then we had another good draft that last year. You know, Jahmyr Gibbs, Laporta, Brian Branch, that whole class was good. Got some free agent guys. And then, shoot, made it to the NFC Championship last year. But, I mean, I feel like now going into the next season.
Just the NFC Championship game. It took me like 10 years to get to the NFC Championship
really?
Game. Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean.
So the early success is wondrous.
It is, but, like, you never know. You might not ever go there again. That's what, Facts. You know, Coach told us in the locker room at the end of the game. He's like, "This realistically, if I'm being honest, we might not ever be here again." And that kind of hit home for me. It's like, I mean, Jared's been to one Super Bowl and he hasn't been to one yet. And he did that like early in his career. So, I mean, the Bengals, they just went to the Super Bowl, but they haven't been back yet. So you never know in this, especially in the NFL, it's so hard to do certain things.
Absolutely.
Back to back. That's what you look at teams like the Chiefs and teams that are always winning. Like it's
dynasties.
It's crazy like to do that. So we understand that it's going to be hard to even, you know, get to the playoffs or get back to what it was. But we feel like we got the guys in our roster, on our team, in the locker room, the coaches. To do it again, but we gotta go even harder because the target on our back's gonna be even bigger.
Facts. No, for sure. You think about, you know, the surgence of Jordan Love in your
right.
division.
Yeah.
The Chicago Bears traded for Keenan Allen in your division. Keenan Allen, who was one of the best route runners in the
right.
game. If you want to watch technique work on a what a route
Crazy.
Runner is, you're up there, he's up there.
Right.
Buddy from Denver who just got traded, Young Buck has nice, Jerry Jeudy has nice routes
yeah.
when he acts right. but you just look at like that realm, that division got that much tougher.
Mm-hmm.
Do you still see your guys at the King of the Hill? And then, you know, let's not forget the Minnesota Vikings who knows what they could do.
Right. If I'm being honest, yes. But like you said, there's so much happened this last offseason. I mean, like you said, Keenan Allen, boom. DeAndre Swift.
No
was
doubt.
With us, went to the Eagles, now is with the Bears. Bears probably get Caleb Williams on the draft. Vikings, who knows if they're going to do the quarterback. They got Justin Jefferson. They got pretty solid defense. They believe that they got Aaron Jones too. Packers got Josh Jacobs at running back.
Yeah.
Jordan Love at quarterback. They got young wideouts that I think are crazy at Green Bay. They're all really good. I love watching them play. Their defense is stingy. Got a young DBs. Crew in Green Bay. So I think our division is one of the best, especially with what happened this last offseason. But
yeah.
You never know what happens when the
season shakes up. And then they paid
you. Right, and they paid me. But that's besides the point, man.
I mean, you're a top receiver, and they paid you as the highest paid receiver, which means the Lions organization values you at that peak.
Yeah.
So you can't talk about everybody else without talking yourself. Like, I just want to know. I said good job on the contract extension, but to be the highest paid at your position, what does that feel like?
I mean, it's cool. It's definitely an honor. It's a blessing that, you know, the Lions were willing to do that for me. They see me have that value. But let's not forget, we got guys coming up. Justin Jefferson's about to get paid.
No doubt.
Jamar Chase.
We're not worried about
paid.
Tomorrow. We're worried about today.
We can't count.
We can't count for tomorrow.
I mean, there's dudes
today,
coming.
Right now. You say highest paid wide receiver. We say I'm all right.
There's dudes coming up. Dudes coming up for some big extensions. So it's cool. It's definitely cool. Like I said, I'm blessed. I'm honored.
Go. Wait a year, step my question. I love that.
Yeah.
Stay tapped in. We'll be right back.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Now, just, you know, you entering that podcast era, which we've talked about, you and your brother podcast. They had the quarterback TV show, whatever. I heard you're on the receivers version of the Netflix show Receivers now, right?
Yeah.
They pivoted. They came, you know, they were talking about doing a defensive end thing.
Were they?
I mean, what? And
before the receiver or after?
I don't know. Great. It'd be great to know that timeline. Probably after. Probably next
season. Well, I have a question for you. DN, is that different than outside linebacker?
Absolutely.
I don't understand the difference. What is Von Miller?
Outside linebacker.
What is?
Okay. He's an edge rusher.
What is Micah Parsons?
Edge rusher, for sure.
He's not an outside linebacker.
Do you think he can do what Aiden does? Do you think Micah and Aiden are similar talents?
In terms of what? Rushing the passer?
In terms of first down, second down, and third down. To be a defensive end, you normally have to do both.
I mean, one's just heavier.
So one can do what?
One's faster and one's not as fast.
So one can do what?
Set the edge.
And the other.
They both can rush the passer.
So
they can both set the edge.
I'm glad.
If they had to.
So
I'm trying to think of someone like.
Yeah.
Myles Garrett, what is he?
A defensive end. Absolutely. He'll go to a 2-point, but he puts his hand in the dirt and you're still afraid of him.
So what makes you outside linebacker versus a defensive end?
Well, that depends. If you drop in coverage more or if you just rush up the field. There's a lot of guys that just rush up the field.
Do you drop in coverage?
Every 3 or 4 games. But where am I? Hand in the ground.
Right.
And can you slide inside? Can you be a 4-eye? Can you be a 5?
So you said Von Miller's an outside linebacker.
Absolutely.
Right? He's not dropping in coverage.
Not anymore. But all he is wet. He's pass rushing his ass off.
Yeah.
Is he holding that edge like that? You can run. You can run towards his edge. Can you run towards mine? Absolutely not.
But it's just so, like, when it comes down to get a contract, like,
for sure.
What are you? You rather be what gets paid more?
The DN? Probably outside linebacker might be a little bit more.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Your TJ Watt is like
Nick Bosa.
32 and a half.
Nick Bosa is.
Nick Bosa's right there. Might have edged him out. Who's the highest paid edge rusher right now?
Bosa?
Edge
rusher.
Then that's a defensive end right there. But we get classed up in it, and there's a difference between outside linebacker and defensive end.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it's just like they're both rushing passer. Like,
I mean, no, it's like possessive receiver. Possessive
like
receiver versus slot. Yeah, right.
Got it.
Right. And which one would you rather be?
So, me as a slot merchant, okay, I get it. I see.
Yeah. Yeah. Like there's things that you can do that, like, you know, if you look back at it and you looked at a, you know,
right,
whatever your bigger receiver is,
yeah.
Can they do the same thing?
I see.
So it just depends on your role. Like,
right.
you may be able to do it all. Some guys can't.
Right.
You can get flexed to a Y, or get flexed to a Z, go in and flex to a slot. Like, you can do whatever you need to do. Me, I can do it all and have done it all. I can drop into coverage and cover run with a tight end. Would prefer to do so to show the wheels.
Yeah.
I do enjoy it. Now, do I want to get sticky with a receiver? Absolutely not.
Right.
And do I want to be exposed in zone coverage? Absolutely not. So I'd rather just put my hand in the dirt and
slide
down.
Because when it comes down, like the
franchise
tag, you'd rather be franchise tagged as the one that gets paid more, which is what, the DN?
Currently, I believe the DN. For a while, it was an outside linebacker.
And who decides that? The team's like, oh, you just...
That's a great question. I've never understood that, and I've never had to worry about that. I've always wanted a franchise tag and never got it.
Yeah.
I've never even seen free agency. Just like, hopefully you'll never see free agency.
Hopefully. Yep.
I love that, you know, the loyalty runs deep, you know, like you didn't have to really think about it.
Right.
You know, you staying with one franchise.
Yeah.
Like I'm sure, you know, if you said, hey, I want to see what an open season looked like, 32 teams would be calling you.
Right.
31 other teams would be calling you.
Right.
You stuck with one. Why was loyalty so important for you?
I mean, I really didn't have a, I mean, I'm not gonna say I didn't have a choice. Obviously I wasn't.
Yeah. You got a year before extended. You got out.
Yeah. But like, I think, you know, for me, just playing on one team, that's something that I always wanted to do. I feel like growing up as a kid, like you never know, obviously it's a business. You never know what happens, but to be, you know, kind of have your legacy, if you're lucky enough to have one, be with one team. It just sounds like the best idea. I feel like that's what most people want to do if the situation's right. And, you know, Detroit has shown nothing but love. I'm excited. I'm super happy to be here. The people in the building, the coaches, Coach Campbell, Coach Johnson, Antoine Rundle-L, my teammates, just everyone there. Shoot, go all the way down to the, you know, Tim, equipment guy. Everyone is just so, they're just awesome. They've been great since I've got there. The fans here are, I think, the best in the league compared to, you know, what I've experienced at USC. Don't get me wrong, SC is great, but there's so much to do in LA. You got the beach, you got Hollywood, you got actors, actresses, the Lakers, the Dodgers, the Angels. I can go down. There's so many teams. It's like
former Heisman Trophy winner Reggie Bush getting his Heisman back.
We'll talk about that. That's amazing. That's actually great because now SC has the most Heismans in college football. But
is that true?
Yeah, 8.
I don't think Cal has any in the last.
That's
30
fine.
Years.
You guys will get there.
We got Aaron Rodgers. What do we? And Jared Goff.
That's fine. We got a Heisman.
Keenan Allen.
That's fine. We got Caleb.
but can you claim Caleb? He was there for 2 years. I mean, can LSU claim Jaden Daniels? Say that part. Can they? I don't know. When you spend the majority of your career.
Can they claim Joe Burrow?
I don't think so. In my mind, Joe Burrow, well, maybe.
Come on. He transferred.
Because Joe Burrow wasn't a starter at Ohio State, right?
Can Ohio State claim Justin Fields?
Yeah.
All these dudes transferred.
This transfer portal gets real murky. I'm just a loyal guy, so I really just look like an outside looking
me too.
In.
I didn't transfer either, but yeah. It's like you can really get. I feel like 1 year maybe it's iffy if you're like just 1 year at the school, but if you 2 years or more, you can
two years it. Or more. So if you split it down the middle,
yeah, at least 2 years there. I
if
feel
you
like
run away from the school that you felt like didn't show you enough love, that means that you can claim the other school.
I think so. Huh. Especially if you didn't play, like
right for sure. If you didn't play,
right,
but.
If you played, it's like Jaden Daniels played out ASU and then went
for
to
3 years and then dipped for two.
So he technically could claim both, I feel like. But he's going to claim where he did better.
Right.
Which is LSU.
Dang, he was still
but
at
I claim
ASU.
SC, you claim
ASU. ASU still claim him. It's cool.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's like going, but it, at the same time, like it's like sort of if you were in high school and you did 2 years in one high school and went to the rival high school for 2 years, which high school do you claim? Same thing to me.
The high school that won more? Or the high school I did better at?
All that matters is winning at the end of the day. NFL is a winning business.
It sure is.
That's crazy. Loyalty, loyalty, loyalty. All right. So, of course, draft coming up ASAP. I just want to know, what do you think the Detroit Lions are picking up?
Ooh.
In the first round. Unless because your draft class, no matter what round you go in, your draft class is predominantly judged upon by your first round.
Right.
What do you think y'all doing day one?
I couldn't tell you. I have no idea. The needs people would say would be receiver, edge, corner, I guess.
Y'all got two good edges.
Aiden.
In the former first round pick. He was solid.
Yeah. Was he with the Saints?
Yeah.
Davenport.
Yeah.
We got him.
Yeah.
It was you guys, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we just picked him up.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Like, that's a solid edge. Anyways.
But that's what the people say we might need. So.
But I didn't say what the people say. I want to know.
I'm not in the draft room. I don't know.
I'm going to just throw what
whatever
I think
Brad
the Saints going to pick up.
He's been killing it the last 3 years.
In my mind, the Saints are going to pick up a tight end. But realistically, the Saints have never traditionally picked up a tight end or a quarterback in the first round. So I know we're going to probably pick up an offensive lineman, which is a whole.
Tight end. Jimmy's gone?
Jimmy, yeah, I think he's about to canoe across the Arctic.
Doesn't he fly planes?
Yeah, But he's going on a 4-man paddle mission across the Arctic. It's wild.
That's crazy.
And then we still got Juwan Johnson, and we have and we have Taysom Hill, and we have Foster Moreau. But I hear you. But there's, you know, in the first round, there's a guy from Georgia that they swear is, you know, the next one.
He's nice. Brock Bowers.
That's what I'm saying. He's nice. So you never know. But in my mind, they're going to, like, I would love for them to snag a top two, because then you put a 13 personnel with Taysom Hill, Juwan Johnson, and this new tight end, Brock Bowers. Who do you guard, right? Whatever that is, they're probably going to go offensive lineman. And I'm like, hey.
What else? O-line,
offensive linemen are just a waste of life. Like,
what do you mean? You need O-line, see?
A waste of life in the first round?
That's the problem. That's
the first round? In the first round, I want to be excited. I want to be like, oh my God, we got a game changer.
You've never
been like, ooh, he's a game changer. Stop.
You want to be excited to win games? What's more important?
Both.
To be excited one day or to win games in the long
I would
run?
Like to be electric for the rest of my life while winning games.
I mean, you get O-line, you protect the quarterback.
But you can find a great offensive lineman in the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh round.
You can find a great receiver in the third.
Facts.
Fourth round.
Facts.
Come on, bro.
Facts. These are also facts.
You want like a 4-2 guy, huh?
This clearly spurns you about your 40. You threw 4-2 out. You clearly didn't run a 4-2. Okay. we're not even going to ask them what the 40 was.
I didn't run a 4-2.
4-5.
My 40 was slow.
Why?
No, it was a 4-5. 4-5-1.
Okay. So who's faster, you or Equinemius?
He would tell you he's faster.
Okay, cool. That's, we're going
to
leave it at that.
Pro day. I have to comment. I'll give it to him. But right now, if we were to race, I think I'd take him.
For sure. Your game speed is
like,
crazy.
Come on, race me. Screw the 40. Race me. I want to see. I feel like I'm running faster. If you had to race me, I'll run faster than on the 40. You know what I mean?
Ooh, that's
like
what
if there's
mean.
Actual competition, I'm up. I'm ready.
Up. It's up.
It's up.
Man, I appreciate you tapping in, bro. I know you got things to do. I appreciate you taking some time.
Yeah.
Sit down and chill with your kid.
I appreciate you having
me. You know,
me.
I'm going to have to pay it back, pay it forward, bro. I look forward to what you're going to do this upcoming season you know, everything beyond. Congrats again on the contract and to many more Pro Bowls and All Pros.
Already
and
know,
I'd say
baby.
Super Bowl, but like 2 years, 3 years, because then I'll be officially retired for sure after 3 years. I got to be. And then, you know, you can have your run. I just need one.
Just hang him up now, bro.
I need one.
If we play on the
Super Bowl
playoffs,
in New Orleans right now. We got to get that.
Yeah,
need that. You can have it a couple years from now.
The big easy.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Amon-Ra St. Brown, I appreciate you for tuning in and tapping in with me, giving me all these nuggets, bro, from an all-pro to a pro bowler to now the highest paid wide receiver in the NFL. Thank you for coming and blessing the pod. Now, I also want to thank the listeners for tuning in. I'm asking for a 5-star review. I need to know that you guys are going to go ahead and tell your people about the pod. Like, come on, it's Off the Edge with your boy Cam J. So you know you've been listening. I need you to tell your listeners to be listening. I need to tell your friends to go ahead and tune in. I need to tell your family to peep what we're doing over here. Because in my mind, there's no other way than to leave a review, follow us on Apple Podcasts, the iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts. Come on, it's Off the Edge with Cam Jordan.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.